You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actor Kellen Lutz. Welcome to the show, Kellen.
Hey, buddy. Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you, too, man. Glad to see things are going well. Met your lovely wife. We'll get to her in a second. Saw you at Stagecoach this last week.
Were you there?
I wasn't there. Saw you were there.
I'm like,
saw you were there.
Come say what's up next time.
I know. Hey, there's Kellen. Peace out.
Peace out.
I should have phrased that better. I saw you were at Stagecoach.
Yeah. We went to Stagecoach. My wife and I and another couple.
Yeah,
we always have a great time there. I actually wore some boots that I got from this awesome boot company, but I hadn't broken them in yet. So I got nice little, what are they called?
Blisters?
Blisters on the back. Took those off quite quickly and walked in my socks. But Stagecoach, I love. I really do enjoy it more than Coachella now.
Yeah, kicking it in your socks. That's a festival move right there. That's the way you do it.
I don't mind.
Nice. Well, congratulations, bro, on this new show. That's awesome. It's the newest drama from Dick Wolf, who, of course, is the mastermind for Law & Order and all kinds of great shows. FBI Most Wanted.
Yeah.
I already like it. What's it about?
FBI Most Wanted. We actually, Brittany and I, we watched American Greed. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah.
So one of the episodes was sort of based on what our pilot show was on. We're like, oh my God, this is so brilliant, because it's easy to take America's Most Wanted, the actual guys, put them into a TV show. And we just have this awesome team led by Julian McMahon. And we
great
just
guy.
Go,
I know Julian.
Guy, really awesome guy. We have a great cast. And we're more the undercover division of the FBI.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, really cool, Cass. You mentioned Julian, who happened to know worked with him on Nip Tuck. We actually had a naked shower scene together. So that fun fact.
What season was
okay.
that?
Right there. This was like, I was on a couple seasons, but our first scene, you can tell them too. We were naked in the shower scene. And by the way, as you know, when you're shooting these scenes, they take hours, bro, and being wet, naked there. And then they give you like a nylon sock for your deal, right? The whole day. And so Julie and I got close real quick.
Well, that was the first scene for you guys.
First scene in our, that we shot.
Why would they schedule it that way?
That's like, yeah, no, exactly. So obviously, we became close.
Seems like they would schedule like a meeting scene or something first.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, nice to meet
you.
Let's go take a shower. But no, that's great. So he's a really good actor. Then Keisha Castle Hughes.
Yeah.
Really good actor right
there. Nathaniel and...
Yeah, nice.
We got a great cast, Roxy.
Yeah, good for you, man. And did you get to meet any real FBI agents or have to go through any sort of training for that?
I feel like my whole life's been training for that. I have a couple siblings in the military, and then my stepdad's in the Air Force. And I actually had a Crown Vic until I accidentally fishtailed it on the 405. Hmm. I used to play undercover cop in my own essence. So this role is really... really fitting for me.
You've been training already.
Yeah, I have been. But I have some friends. Even my neighbor back in Arizona, his name's Mac. He's from the FBI. So I have a lot of people who I can pull questions and seek answers from.
Sure, do research. Really,
yeah, do research. It's a fun role.
Where do you guys shoot the show?
We'll be shooting in New York. So that's a big...
Oh, wow.
Big change for us, because we just moved to the beach and we love it here where we're at, and we're going to be bi-coastal. But exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's new. It's different. So
at least you get to stay in the country, right? You didn't have to go out of the country.
That's what's different with movies. Doing movies, I like shooting outside of the country, because you get to, on the weekends, get to travel different places.
Right. But for a short time, for like a couple months.
Yeah, a couple months.
But now, seriously, you can be there for a while. So
yeah. Yeah.
So at least it's a cool city.
You know, if it wasn't shooting in LA, I was talking to Wilmer where his show shoots. And I think New York's the second best place.
Yeah.
Besides shooting home.
Can't get cooler than that. And I know you were recently in What Men Want with Taraji P. Henson. How'd you feel about her thirst trap there?
Working with Adam Shankman, it has been on my to-do list for a while. I auditioned for Step Up 3D with him, and I just loved his energy as a director. He was really compassionate, passionate, really just fun, and very involved. So obviously I didn't get that movie. And this one, when it came around and talking to Adam, you read something, like you read how risque it could be, and especially with my character's name, Captain, we had this open dialogue as far as like, what are we trying to show? This is obviously a fun comedy that you don't have to be too risque, but have the humor play.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Taraji, it was just really, really easy to feel comfortable in it. And I love doing comedies. I love, if you can't laugh at yourself, then what are you doing?
That's a fun concept.
It is.
Right there. And is this true? I read somewhere that you'd be okay if Hollywood rebooted Twilight.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun. We actually just watched it for Brittany hadn't seen Twilight yet. So we showed the first one together, and it's really interesting to look back. I mean, because that was easily 10 years ago since we filmed it and it came out. And seeing how one of the funny things is I thought I was way bigger in the movie. And I saw myself
bigger physically or
physically. Like okay. I felt big shooting it.
Right.
And I felt like my voice was, you know, very Emmett-like.
Yeah.
And then we hear it and she's like, your voice was so high. And I'm like, I was so skinny. It's really weird when you mentally have a different picture of yourself.
Right.
So it's a fun. And if they redo it, I mean, they remake so many things nowadays.
Right. I think a little more time.
I hope so.
And I notice your Instagram bio includes the Bible verse, Matthew 5:14-16. Why is that important to you?
I just feel that my purpose, my calling on life is to be a light, you know, and to be a light to the world. So whatever industry that is, and really it's all God given for me to be an actor in the first place. I was going to school for chemical engineering, so I had no sight on acting, and mm-hmm. you know, God really opened that doorway for me, and I just stepped through, took the action, and really pursued a passion that I found that was kind of unlocked at the age of 18.
How did it happen at 18?
Again, just doors were open that I didn't open, so I knew that it wasn't of me.
Someone told you about an audition, or what was
you know what? I started modeling when I was 14 in Arizona from Ford Robert Black.
Okay,
and while you're doing that, I had a couple gigs in LA and I had an LA agent at Ford. And then modeling opens up to commercials.
Sure.
And then
one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
Got it. What part of Arizona?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. Okay. So you're from a cool area already. It wasn't like you came from like a boony town in the middle of
Arizona's
nowhere.
Arizona's really.
Not that there would be anything wrong with that.
Wrong with that. That makes it. I'm just saying you're already from a kind of pretty hip, cool area, not too far from LA. So you've been married for how long now?
A year and five months. It's flown by. I mean, we actually just talked about this yesterday. How many different transitions and things have happened within this first year.
Really?
And my perspective.
Personally or professionally, you mean?
Both. Well, yeah. Just life. Life happens.
Sure.
And hearing my wife's point of view of certain things and, you know, my point of view, you don't realize how different. I mean, that's why it's great. Like, what do men want and what do women want? How different men absorb situations and then how women absorb situations mm-hmm. and what really implements and sticks in someone's brain. And, you know, I love my wife. Her grandparents actually just passed away a couple of weeks ago. And so it's different. It's different ways of just experiencing life, I guess.
Yeah,
you get to do that with a married couple. You get to take on some of that. So
exactly.
It's really cool.
That's what it's all about. How'd y'all meet?
Another God moment. I mean, really, I was doing a movie in Australia, and she was working on a show she hosted for TBN down in Orange County.
Is she Australian?
No, she's from born and raised in Orange County.
Okay, but wait, you're in Australia.
I'm doing a movie in Australia.
Okay, got it.
So she's in California. I'm in Australia doing my movie. My buddy Chris subbed in on her show, met her, asked if she was single, and she said yes, but I'm not looking to date. And my buddy Chris, like a good friend, sends a picture. Goes all the way via, you know.
So he played Cupid.
He did. And he did a great job at that. And I asked her for her number. She said, no, I'm not really looking to talk to anyone.
Which makes you want her more.
Yeah, you know, and especially with me being overseas.
Yeah.
I had my buddy, because I didn't want to slide into her DM. And I was like, hey, will you just text her and ask if I could have her email at least?
So at this point, you just seen her picture.
Yeah, I just saw her picture, but really, like, my heart was just, like, she's...
You felt she's something.
I felt something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she actually prayed the night before and was like, look, God, I don't want to give him my number. You're proud of me, right? Okay, cool. And he's like, well, do you want to know what I have to say? She's like, yeah, you know. And so she actually prayed and said, well, look, if this guy is from you, have him ask for something pursuing me via email. Like, who asks for email nowadays? So the next morning, she woke up and my buddy Chris said what I asked to say was, hey, totally cool, Brittany. I really respect that. Do you mind if I have your email? And could we connect in that way? And so she looked at her phone. She's like, oh my God. Okay.
It's a sign, right?
Give you my number. And we talked. I mean, it was, you came back to LA
and you started.
No, I didn't
do
that. We talked for 7 hours that next day.
Seven hours?
Everything. It felt like high school.
For 7 hours? Everybody says that, but I've never talked to anyone in my life for 7 hours.
I hadn't done that since high school, but when it's so easy.
Yeah.
And the next day, I was
fall
like,
asleep on the phone.
We had so much energy. I mean, she's the one who stayed up from midnight till 7 a.m.
Dang.
LA.
And you're asleep.
She enjoys a good rest.
Yeah. How much of the 7 hours was, no, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
I don't know. There was just one of those most authentic conversations because there was no harm, no foul. We might not even meet each other. You know, like if it didn't work out, it's like, all right, cool. Thank you for just being cool this one day talking on the phone. But everything lined up. And the next day, I felt in my heart that she was my wife. So I'm like, how awkward is this? Not awkward, but it could be. So like the next day, it's like, so, hey, Brittany, how'd you sleep? So I think you're my wife. How do you feel about that? And
wait, did you say that the next day?
Yeah. And she's like, I think you're my husband. And I was like,
look at that.
Like, cool. So we already felt married. And then I came
after 7 hours.
Talking about beating Vegas, you know. And then I flew back a week later, asked her to be my girlfriend, asked her on a date. And
the rest
been
is
happy
history.
Ever since.
Yeah. Is that right? Look
it's cool.
That.
It's cool
That's
having
great.
A story. And when you know, which again, like I'm glad I never settled for anything, you know. It's good.
Sometimes those things work out like that. And what are your thoughts on expanding a family? In the future,
very soon, hopefully.
Oh, so y'all are trying.
Yeah. Okay. It's, you know what I didn't realize? How actually difficult it is.
Well, that's the thing.
There's only like...
when you put your mind to it a lot, I think the stress plays its a role. You just got to kind of let go and let go and let God. That would be the right attitude to take. And it'll happen. You guys are young, please. You're probably gonna have a bunch of kids, but good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Turn out, I'm sure they'll be beautiful kids. Good for you. Saw some pics of you with your dog. What's his name?
Coda. She's an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
You've got this Australian.
She loves her. I mean, she I know. She'll put on an accent. Baby, do it. Coda loves her. She just cuddles up to Brittany all the time. She comes to me when she wants to play. And it's so weird. She'll hump me. Like, it's the weirdest thing. And we look it up. She's like, she's trying to dominate you. I'm like, how am I dominatable? Like, that doesn't make sense, but she says, because I let her do it. I don't let her do it. It just cracks me up.
Yeah, for
a second or two.
All right, Kel, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, man. It's probably some Eminem song. It's a terrible karaoke song.
No, rap's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Last show you binge-watched.
You know, I'm doing Barry right now.
Okay.
Which is really, really awesome.
Is it good?
Yeah, it is.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Jessica Biel.
That was quick. Favorite, from Seventh Heaven? Is that when you saw her from Seventh Heaven?
Yeah. Okay.
Favorite vampire not from Twilight?
Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that's a good
okay.
one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Not Blade Trinity, but
right. The
first two.
If you could play a superhero, who'd you want to be?
Who would I want to be? Yeah, I really wanted to play He-Man, but Noah got it. And I just watched him in his movies and he's an awesome actor. And it seems like he has such like a pure heart and I'm really happy for him. I'm excited to see what Adam Nee and them do with the movie with Masters of the Universe. So that's going to be really cool. So it was He-Man. Now
you could still come back as like his cousin or something. I could see
or even Man at Arms. There's tons of roles in
Man at Arms, right? But you could even be like Thor's cousin. I could see that too.
Yeah.
Would you Thor have a cousin?
I'm sure he's not an only child. I'm sure he's got a relative.
I'm sure you want to play a superhero that's known though, not just Thor's cousin.
They could create a new one. Be original. Thor's cousin. Blore. Thor. Start hammering shit everywhere.
Thor. Chris Pratt have a baby, so you know.
There you
and then
go.
I'm that mix.
I can see that. Meanwhile, we will check out What Men Want, which is out now on DVD and Blu-ray. You can follow him on Instagram at Kellen Lutz. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks,
Congrats on everything.
Thanks, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.